Aleishu Chelek Beis Kuf Tzadi Dalet Vad Rishayin. This is the very first exercise in Hislam Dus Lemaaseh. Naschil Avoidasenu Bedavar Kala. Let's begin with something easy. Nislamed Keitzad Lagid Baboiker Adoin Olam. We're going to train, to practice how to say in the morning Adoin Olam. Uval Nit Ebeze. Let us not err over here. Ein Megamaseinu Bazel Harbez Bechavana. Our objective over here is not to increase our kavana. Ki kashe ligamel matvisa shel fumkeit. It's difficult to wean oneself off from the approach of fumkeit. Hamishches kol avoda limgamal yisir fum, that takes any avoda and tries to pull it, to derail it with an objective of becoming more frum. Kavanaseinu b'feula zoi hi listamed keitzad imrim adin olam. Our intention in this activity is to practice how one says Adin Olam, meaning Koil Echad Yivachach Maher. Everyone will notice very quickly. Ki kimat me'olam lo hisbonen makasuv sham. That is virtually never actually thought about what it says over there. U'me'ata yislamed lasim yoseh liboy lema she'omer. So the idea now is to practice paying more attention to what is actually saying. Mamash yizgale lefanav adayin olam chadash. He'll discover in front of him a new adayin olam, not a string of meaningless syllables like it's been for the last who knows how many decades, but a completely new adayin olam. Hislamduz zeis dimashech kama shavuos. This type of practice will continue for a number of weeks. Ad sheyekablu ta'am bihislamduz kazeis, to the point where a person starts to enjoy, get some taste with this type of activity of training. Va'ad sheni, the second exercise. Kedei le'amchish le'atzmam oid yoyser mai hislamdus, in order to make it more tangible to ourselves. What is this hislamdus, this training, this internship, practicing? Ya'atiku atzmam ka'is le'islamed be'ezo beracha. So now one moves, one leaves Adayin Olam and moves into training in some bracha, gam kelefi oisa maskoines, according to the same mold, the same recipe. Eina kavana b'sheichavnu yaseh. The idea here is not to have more kavana, elo sheislamdu keitzad umevarchim, to train, to practice how to say a bracha. Va'ad shelishi, me'ata nigash l'inyan yaseh kashef. From here, we approach a more difficult concept. Chazal teaches ezehu chacham, Haloimed mikol adam, a wise person, one who learns from everyone. Shneima mikol melamdai hiskalti. It's a concept that was discussed in detail in the fifth chapter, a statement of Ben Zaima. Harei yesh listamed mikol adam mamash. It's necessary to learn, to be able to draw wisdom and conclusions from every person, literally. Ezo hanhagaktana, some small conduct that person has, eizo midah, some midah that is, or eizo dvar chokhmah, some matter of intelligence, of wisdom. Nenasei for you, what we're going to try therefore, is leislamed mechavereinu bechol yoim shelesha dvarim, is to try to learn from peers, from colleagues, every day, three things. Later on, the exercise will go to other people, not peers and colleagues. Ba'aschala yiskashu b'zeh ad meid. Initially, one will find this very difficult. Ki einam regilim b'chagoyin zeh. We're not used to this. Bikoyres al chavirim mis'ereres banu kol sha'a. Criticism of peers and colleagues is very common. Ach lir'oiz b'em eizet avar toiv. But to see in them something good, shenuchal l'moid meh, that we can actually learn from them, b'zeh me'olam l'iskalenu. We've never become accustomed to that. Yamim rabim yavru, many days will pass. Ad shenatzlech legalos etzel chaverim, eize davar tov shekedai leislamed mimenu. Until we manage to discover in those around us something good that is worth learning from. So it's very difficult. Ach ein manos mizeh, there's no escaping this. Uv ikvius, if we are consistent, natzliach baseif lasim lev bechol yoim. We will succeed eventually to pay attention every single day, limtzui b'chaverinu dvarim ktanim, to find among those around us small things, shekedai l'islamed mehem. That is, it's worthwhile to learn from them. ואחרי שגילינו דברים כאלה, after we discover these things, נמשיך עוד כמה שבועות. Let's continue for a number of more weeks. ומעטה תהיה הסלמדוס של ממש. It must be a real practicing of this. שנשים לב לאיזו הנהגת טובה של החבר, to pay attention to something that this individual does, something positive, ולאמר לעצמנו, to be able to say, כמה יפה הנהגה זו. How attractive, how admirable is this behavior. ואעשה גם אני כמו יעשה בדבר זה. Let me too do such a thing. ועד רביעי. מעטה נלך עוד צעד הלאה. We're going to take another step forward. בכל יום אנו נפגשים עם אנשים שונים. Every day we encounter different people. בעל מקולת. That's a person in the grocery store. פקיד בדואר. A teller. The post office, nahag ba'autobus, bus driver, oizeres, char, domestic worker, viladim ketanim, and children. Achshav nase leislamed mehem bechol yom shlosha dvarim. As opposed to the previous exercise where it was from peers, colleagues, friends, now to learn from them every day three things. Davar kaze bichlal lo ala al da'ateinu. We've never entertained such a thought ever, me'olam. שמפשוטי העם יהיה אפשר ללמוד איזה דבר טוב. That from the very ordinary members of society, one can learn something good. אך חזל אומרים, again, that statement in פרקי אבות, הלומד מכל אדם. It's necessary to be able to learn from every individual, בלי יוצא מן הכלל, without exception. לעולם לא מדובר על דברים גדולים. We're not talking about learning earth-shattering things, אבל איזו תנועה טובה, some admirable gesture, איזו מילה טובה, some word, expression, נוכל ללמוד מכל אחד. We can learn from anyone. גם בזה נזקשה בהשכה למד. This too will be very difficult initially. ובמשך הזמן יסגלה לפנינו עולם חדש. But over time, a new world will be revealed to us. של בני אדם פשוטים, of ordinary people, שמלאים מצווי זכירי מוין. Who are full of מצווי זכירי מוין. Of course, a statement of חזל. Yeah. רק השיח כפלח הרימוין, it's based on a פסוק in שיר השירים. וכדאי להסלמד בהסלמדות זה זמן ממושך מאוד. It's worthwhile to spend a long time, a very lengthy period on this internship. וכבר אמר אחד מקדושי עליון, it doesn't say who exactly, but a very exalted personality said שלמד כמה דברים מגנבים וילדים, that he managed to learn things from thieves and from children. מגנבים הוא למד, he learned from גנבים. These are not the parliamentary types. These are real, you know, straightforward thieves. He learned שעיקר עבודה שם בלילה. Most of the avoda is at night. He learned that from them, that most of one's progress is made at night. ומה שעמלו עליו בלילה, מוכרים ביום בחצי חינם, what they toiled over at night, they sell at half price during the day, whatever exactly he derived from this. ויש להם חברה טובה עם גנבים אחרים, and that they maintain good relations with other גנבים. He learned that from them. מילדים לומד, what he learned from children is שהם אף פעם אינם יושבים בבטלה. They're never idle. וכשהם צריכים משהו, הם בוכים. When they need something, they cry. We can learn from that to cry to Hashem. ועד חמישי. אין דבר בבריאה שנוכל ללמד ממנו. There's nothing in creation that we cannot learn from, כי על כן ברא הקדוש ברוך הוא נבראים. רבים כל כך. This is why הקדוש ברוך הוא created so many creatures and things. וכבר אמרו חז"ל, we've mentioned this before in עירובין דף קוף, אלמלא ניתנה תורה, if not for the Torah being given, היינו למדים צניעות מחז"ל. We could still learn certain things. Modesty from the cat, וגזל מנמלה, and the ants could teach us to avoid stealing, ועריוס מיינה, and faithfulness could be learned from the dove, ודרך ארץ מתרנגול שמפייס ואחר כך בועל. ואין עירובין one can look. בזה נסלמד עכשיו, this is not the exercise, להסלמד מבעלי חיים שלוש פעמים ביום איזה דבר. To learn from animals three times a day something. ואם איננו מוצאים להסלמד מהם משהו מהם להנהגה, if we can't quite learn from them something as far as direct conduct, נסלמד לראות בהם חוכמה סבורית בו. At least practice seeing in them the wisdom of the Creator. ועד שישי. The sixth exercise, הננו פונים שוב לשטח חדש. Once again, we turn to a new realm, a new field. Mikrei Ha'ilam, what we call generally news. Bederch klal anushim im al merois shanim. So we hear about a variety of events, mikoriv u'merachoik, some from near, some from afar. Every day we hear some news, v'dalun b'shmi'a levad, b'li kol hisra g'shus. We hear it, we hardly get excited. Adam kore b'boikir b'iton al eze asin macharid rachaman al itzlan. A person can read about a horrific calamity somewhere in the newspaper. U'mamshich b'sheket lishtot es ha'kafe shalim. Continues very quietly to drink his coffee and to turn the page over. Ki ha'davar eino nege elav klal. The matter doesn't impinge on him at all. Eino omer lo klal, it doesn't say anything to him. Kan yesh makoyim rav listening to this. There's enormous scope over here for learning. Milevad inyan ha'avoida shelano. Besides our particular exercise that we're busy with, yesh lirois baze lo me'at timtum ha'argashes. We should see over here that this indicates to us the lack of sensitivity, the desensitization. She'anu kol kach adishim. We are so indifferent regarding calamities that befall people. All the more so if we're talking about Jews who were hurt over here, and we're just very indifferent to it. We want to be interns, trainees, to the core of our being. Necessarily, there can't be any event that we learn of that we cannot learn something from. What can we learn from these events? Either to recognize midas adin in action, or midas rachamim that is revealed through the event. Or to train oneself to feel, to empathize with the victims to some extent. Or perhaps to learn from the initiative that people displayed in an emergency situation, what they did and how they handled it. Seemingly, this should have been a natural response. That no event that we hear or read about should pass without some thought. That should have been a natural response. We should always contemplate it and analyze it. Unfortunately, what really happens is timtum halevi shalet aleinu. We are desensitized to these things. It doesn't touch us. We don't respond even other than a couple of words expressing surprise, astonishment, which are really lip service. We have to turn this into avodah, again, to learn something, to derive lessons three times a day when we hear or read about different events. Vaad Shevi'i, the seventh. Ulay mehadvarim hakashim biyoseh b'inenu. Perhaps one of the most difficult things in our context, hu shiyeh adam mislamed besoch b'yisrael, that a person should actually learn in his own home. We're not talking about learning Gemara. Ba'al bayis kvar ragil me'az chasunasoi. Ba'al bayis really is accustomed from the day he got married to encounter in his own home things that are surprising, astonishing. It doesn't always understand his wife's opinion and her conduct in many issues. He's already accustomed to respond based on his feeling without an attempt to understand her. Who can understand his children? Who does understand his children? Why are they going wild or being stubborn or quarreling? Ha'av ha'tarud, the preoccupied father, he's busy. He can't tolerate their interference. He responds automatically based on his feeling, which is generally anger. So he may shout, he gives a smack, he's angry. מבלי שיתריך את עצמו להבין, without bothering himself to understand, למה הם מסנהגים כך? Why are they behaving in that way? מסרגל אדם לחיות בביסוי במשך שנים. People can become accustomed to living in their own home for years, בלי ניסיון להבין מה קורה בסביב הסקוב, without an attempt to understand what is happening in his immediate environment. הנזק הצומח מזה ברור הוא, the harm that sprouts from this is clear, ואין צריך להאריך לתארוי, and it's not necessary to elaborate in describing it. כאשר נשחיל להסלמד מבני ביסינו, when we start to do this, to try to learn from our own family members, ייתכן שיסגלה לפנינו עולם חדש ממש. It's possible that we'll discover a new world in front of us. תקופה חדשה, a new era, a new period, בענייני שלום בית וחינוך הילדים. In matters of שלום בית and raising of children, נשחיל איפה, we'll begin therefore, להסלמד שלוש פעמים ביום, to try and learn three times a day, להבין אישה ובנים, to understand one's wife, one's children, to derive some insight. אחרי כל השלבים בעבודת ההסלמדות, after the previous six exercises, all the steps in this עבודה שכבר עברו, יש תקווה גדולה, we could be quite hopeful, שלא תוגבל ההסלמדות לשלוש פעמים לבד, that we will not limit ההסלמדות to three times only, אלא היא תסתרה לכל המצבים והזמנים. It will stretch, it will encompass all circumstances and times, בפרט במייס, especially at home, שזה עיקר מקום התורפה של אי-הסלמדות, which is the Achilles heel of not learning, as we said, because a person is accustomed to just taking it in stride and not really trying to analyze. So the home is the weakest link in the chain, and it's vulnerable to אי-הסלמדות. אי אפשר שלא ירגיש המסלמד בהסלמדות. It's impossible that this person is training to train will not sense איך ישרחב עולמו הפנימי, how his inner world has widened בעקבות פעולות אלו, as a result of these actions, וממש שחייו נהיו יעשה השם, and that his life has become richer. Finally, ועד שמיני. חודשים רבים עסקנו בהסלמדות. We've dealt with this idea of learning from others for many months, training, ויש תקווה טובה. There's much hope שאם ריבוי הפעולות, that worth putting this into action, הצלחנו להכניס מידה יפה זו בנפשנו. We've succeeded in acquiring this wonderful מידה. מעתה נוכל ביסר שאיס לגשס אל מעשי המצוויס שלנו. Now, with greater energy, we can approach our מצוויס, גם כן מתוך הסלמדות, also from this frame of mind. והיא תדחה הסרגל והשגרה, and allow the הסלמדות to reject, to repel the routine שהשתלטו עלינו במשך השנים, that has overcome us over the years. מעתה נסלמד להניח תפילין, now we have to train as beginners to don תפילין, ללבוש ציציס, to wear ציציס, לעשות צדקה, לעשות שבוס. אין גבול לפרטי הסלמדות הזה, there's no limit to the details of this training, הן במצוויס, both in מצוויס, והן בהסנהגות היומיומית, and also in one's daily conduct, והן בתנועות של ישיבה וקימה והליכה ברחוב, and also in gestures and motions of sitting and getting up and walking in the street. בן עלייה, yeah, בן עלייה, a person is growing, כאשר כבר דורך על דרך הסלמדות, and has already stepped upon the path of הסלמדות, ימצא תמיד עניינים חדשים, will always find new areas שעליו להסלמד בהם, that he has to train in. אנחנו נסלמד בהסלמדות זו במצווה כדרכנו. We're going to follow our path in this training. ננסה להסלמד בהנחת תפילין ולבישת הטלית. Again, try to train as a trainee, as a beginner, in putting תפילין on, wearing טלית, נשיאת צדקה ובגישה לתפילת מנחה כל יום, and approaching davening מנחה every day. נשאל את עצמנו, we'll ask ourselves, מה אני הולך לעשות? What am I about to do over here? כיצד עלה לגשת? How would it be appropriate to approach this mitzvah? Conclusion. בסיום עבודה זו עלינו להדגיש עוד פעם, as we conclude this set of exercises, we have to emphasize once more, כי כל הצלחה של עבודה מוסרית, the entire success of עבודה מוסרית, Teluya bekinyan derech hilamdus benafshenu. It depends. Everything depends on acquiring this path, this, what he called before, style of life, this fundamental approach to acquire it. Blize yesh chashasha, without this, there's great concern. She'avoida teafich lanu leroitz, that the avoida will actually undermine us. It will be work against us. Uvimkoim ha'aliyah amitis, instead of real growth, toisif lanu avoida meteres b'fakim abayim, the avoida which is described in the coming chapters will add ge'avav isparus, will add to our arrogance, lachshov, hineni ba'al musar, I'm a ba'al musar, I'm developing, I'm accomplishing this and that, v'tetze mikol avodaseinu islamdus hafucha b'midres ha'oiz ha'amana letzlan. And from all the avoida, what will emerge is exactly the opposite of what we want to achieve. V'akol b'ma'ateh shel fumkat, all of it garbed in fumkat, ha'misvasefes mikol pu'ula shosim bli islamdus amitis, which is added naturally, automatically, from every activity that is done without real islamdus. Lachen ein lazuz mipu'ulis islamdus. Therefore, one should not budge from these exercises until we acquire it very solidly. A person who says that he is not succeeding in this, he's not able to continue in this path, they should just drop out. Leave Avodah Mussar, let him just be a good Jew without it, but just leave the rest of the Sefer alone. Adkar.